A $20 gift card for the Chippewa Candy Shop on the line this morning with our guest shooter, Roderick Dorney, who will be in here. So looking forward to that. He's a young man, but as is true for all of us, not as young as he used to be. That's true about Jason Cans. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Not
as young as you. Yeah, and if you had a $20 gift card at the Chippewa Candy Shop, what's the candy bar you'd look for?
Zegnit.
Yeah. But I don't know that, you know, they have a lot of just candy, you know, just large quantities of candy to just choose from.
Although they also will make them in, they're called peanut butter logs, and so sometimes they sell those sorts of things in bulk candy. So I would also be looking there instead of just for the specific Zegnit. So.
Have you ever been in the Chippewa Candy Shop?
I have, but not for a number of years.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good place. Definitely a good place.
Also, I should tell more about this story I read today. It said if you've received a suspicious text message about supposed unpaid tolls, it's because cyber criminals have registered more than 10,000 domains for the scam. For a new report, this is one. It's called a smishing scam. Smishing comes from the words SMS and phishing. It refers to scams that target victims through text messages that try to get them to click a malicious link.
I have gotten a number of those.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, and I automatically click ignore and report junk because, you know, it's telling me I have tolls that are unpaid in New York and Massachusetts. And I'm like, I've never driven in New York and I've never driven in Massachusetts. So,
you know, just these scammers of so many different types, it's just like, who are they? Where do they live and how do they live with themselves?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's kind of disgusting, honestly.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I wanted to touch on something. It seems like in society and even in the Christian world, and this has gotten recent attention about criticism of people being too empathetic. Now, we know about, you know, the Golden Rule and certainly the Good Samaritan, one of Jesus' classic parables, which seems to be a good amount of empathy showed there. I mean, and yet, what is this criticism? And I even thought of another response today, but what's the whole deal on this?
Yeah, you know, so it popped up a few years ago in certain strands of Christianity that empathy is toxic, that empathy is sinful. And then again, more recently, a well-known public figure had commented that empathy is at the root of problems for much of what goes on in the world. And, you know, each time that has come up, I've found myself shaking my head and thinking, what is going on that we are saying that care for others, that trying to take the perspective of others, to understand others, to be with others, is somehow bad or problematic? And it seems especially weird to me that Christians are saying that.
Yeah, this morning on the way to work, I thought of a different response. Then, I mean, couldn't you criticize Jesus? Like, why would he leave heaven? And why would he, and everything he did just about was probably too much empathy.
Yeah. You know, and I think for me, it's this idea that, boy, we've lost the message of Jesus, right? If that's where we are coming down to is this idea that, you know, caring for others, loving others as Jesus did is bad. We have lost lost the point of what we're after.
So anyhow, again, Good Samaritan, Matthew
golden
25.
Rule.
Yeah, Golden Rule, Matthew 25. Yeah. Whatever you do on the least of these, you do to me. All right, tell you, we'll give the Larry Crabb books a break today, and we haven't been in Romans for a while. Romans 12:17.
And that says, never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable.
Yeah, and you have a full paragraph in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary on Romans 12:17, and it goes like this. Do not practice retributive justice. There's an old saying that references Exodus 21:24. If in this present age we were to go back to the old time of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, there would be very few who would not, metaphorically speaking, be blind and toothless. Unquote. Retribution is not the way of the cross. Following my son means not only avoiding retribution, but seeking to value the humanity of others. I created every person in my image, honor their dignity. Kind of ties into their empathy talk.
Boy, I think it does. I mean, I think it definitely ties in. You know, I think sometimes we can develop this idea that everybody else should be punished, right? And as opposed to how do we honor humanity, build up humanity, even in disagreement, I think, again, this idea of what we see from Jesus is not a lot of times what is promoted. So we seek to love even in the midst of hate and division.
Very true. Very good. Thank you, friend. Our friend Jason Cantz here, WWIB. Just let me report. We've got another pledge here. $5 miss or make for Roderick. I know you'll do great. Love, Dad. Also, please, no drawing. Very good. Very good. And we've got some. I think he's arrived. He has arrived to take his practice shots. Good morning. All right. He's ready to hoop it up there a little bit. All right. So we got a couple of pledgers this morning. Let us, again, $20 Chippewa Candy Shop gift certificate we're drawing for this morning. Grandma Carol's here. There's not a lot of mornings I've seen you here this early.
You did have to tell that secret, eh? Good to see you, Mark.
You look more awake than him.
All right. Oh, I'm not taking the shot, so.
Roderick, how old are you now? 10 years old. All right. When's your birthday? All right. September. All right. He's about 10 and a half.
Right.
Very good.
He's getting tall.
Yeah.
He's eating out the cabinet and the refrigerator.
Hey, we should say real. I've talked about the Chippewa Candy Shop $20 gift card. We'll draw for that. No expiration. But we do have a second drawing at the end of the day, Outlaw Farms. I've talked a little bit about it.
Right. And what was so interesting, and this is how I learned about it this year. February 2nd, Groundhog Day. We're all thinking about Punxsutawney Phil. Jimmy
in Sun Prairie.
Sun Prairie. Right. Well, Caroline comes up. She says, I'm going local. I said, what does that mean? Huh. She said, I'm going with Fall Creek Fritz. Who is Fall Creek Fritz?
He's not quite as famous.
Well, then he's on Outlaw Farms, and she shows me pictures on Facebook, and it's like, really? And he didn't see a shadow. I'm going with local, too, because spring's coming early.
Yeah.
So they have all kinds of animals, not just cows, you know, the domestic type you're thinking about in the Midwest.
Right.
They have some of the exotic animals. So very fun for everybody locally, because I didn't know we had one at all in the area. So
that is interesting.
Six tickets at the end of the day.
Absolutely. So everybody's in on that, whether you win the early prize or not. So all right, thanks, Carol, here to cheer on her grandson this morning on WWIB. We could use some more support. Got two pledgers here so far. Thank you to Vicky, who, whatever she heard, she said, you got to play Headspace, which we did. And, Vicky in Eau Claire, $3 per make, $2 per miss. So we'll get her in on the drawing for the $20. You know what, Vicky, I had your name initially, and then you were just talking about a song, so I'd already crossed you out, but now I got to write you back in there. $3 per make and $2 per miss. Thank you for that. And I think we saw somebody else at 715-396-1670. That is Linda leaving her message prior to the Zach Williams song. Zach Williams has a tune squaring off against Phil Wickham in our song showdown this morning, 715 to 745. And here is an anonymous person, $5 per make, $3 per miss, and $15 for the dribbler. I'm not sure what that is. What does the dribbler mean? I'm not sure. I need some interpretation. I'm reading it here. It's not a voice. It says, I will donate $5 made shot, $3 missed, and $15 for the dribbler. So, Roderick, what do you think the dribbler is?
Probably, like, automatically 15 right away.
Automatically 15. That's a good interpretation. I like your interpretation. So, there we go. All right. You had as good a warm-up as anybody. I mean, you really got in there. You like to play basketball at the Y, I hear.
Yes, I do.
All right. Are you on a team?
No.
Okay, but you like to play. So what do you think? Are you going to be trying to bank them or shoot them straight, or what's the deal?
I'm just going to try to hit off the backboard.
Okay. Very good. I think you're going to do terrific at it. All right, so at one point, hitting off the backboard, you went 5 for 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a little bit of the hoop is higher this year.
Yep.
But your grandma says you're taller.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. So 10-and-a-half-year-old Roderick Dorney. We're going to get behind him. Your last chance to get in, 396-1670. Chance for that $20 Chippewa Candy Shop gift card. And also, end of the day drawing for 6 tickets to Outlaw Farms, kind of a petting farm, if you will. But, Roderick, you got something else to say?
No, just wish me luck.
All right, wish him luck. Good luck. It's up, and he banked it in. Wow. Caleb, there's nothing like a bowl of spaghetti, but, you know, there's a bowl, and then there's a giant bowl.
Yes, maybe we need to see a new giant bowl break this previous record, but it's going to be pretty difficult because back in 2010, the world's largest bowl of spaghetti record was set.
Yeah, it's been a while now. It stood for 15 years as of the 15th. It was set in Garden Grove, California. The bowl measured 15 feet in diameter and 3.5 feet high.
It was filled with 13,786 pounds of pasta. That's a lot of carbs.
And that included 120 gallons of sauce.
I do love spaghetti.
Wow.
That is a lot.
Wow. How big were the meatballs?
Yeah, I wonder. March 15th, 2010. So again, almost 15 years now. Will a new record be set or will that one remain?
Truly a big record.
Indeed. Well, we are hoping that we can give somebody a $20 Chippewa Candy Shop gift card. You can fill a big old bowl with candy if that's what you want to do. We are drawing for a $20 Chippewa Candy Shop gift card from everyone who pledges this morning before 8:45 for Cooper. He's my almost 10-year-old. His birthday is tomorrow. He'll be shooting 5 shots on our Little Tykes hoop in studio. So Grandpa Steve, my dad, Cooper's grandpa, it's his birthday today. And then they almost share a birthday because Cooper was tomorrow. I remember when Cooper's about to be born, it was, wow, is he going to share a birthday with Grandpa? Not quite. Not quite. Missed it by a little bit.
All
and
right.
Also, we are coming up rapidly on Hope and Hoops. We'll see if we can get Cooper in here and behind a mic before too long here. But my almost 10-year-old, it's his birthday tomorrow, will be coming in to be our guest for Hope and Hoops this morning. We've got a $20 Chippewa Candy Shop gift card to give to someone and also end-of-day drawing from everybody who pledges throughout the day for 6 tickets to Outlaw Farms, that wonderful family farm petting zoo in the Fall Creek area. And we've got a good number of pledgers so far. Thank you to Julie, Allen, Vicky, Shelley, Rachel, Grandma Sarah, and Christine as well, who've all pledged. Here's Cooper right now, in fact. And yeah, we'll put him behind a mic right away. We'll just, you know, he's a radio DJ,
he's
son, so he can
shy.
Jump right
good
in.
Good morning, Cooper.
Good morning.
How are you feeling on the eve of your 10th birthday?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you ready to shoot today?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Okay.
I don't know how long it's been.
Yeah.
About a year. And you know what? The person who wins the drawing today, people who pledge for you are putting a drawing, and somebody going to get a $20 gift certificate to Chippewa Candy Shop. And I know that's one of your favorite places, right?
Yes.
What do you like getting from Chippewa Candy Shop? I mean, they have so many things. What do you think?
Is there one thing that comes to mind?
Candy.
Well, candy in general. Yeah, they've got some great cotton candy and the nostalgic candies, but I love the huge glass jars where it's just, you know, by weight and you can pick out what you want. So, yeah, we get all sorts of good things. Usually when we vote, we go to Chippewa Candy Shop.
Yeah, there you go. It's a good good reward. So, I like your coat. You got a nice winter coat there, Cooper. So, well, conference basketball tournaments, the girls tournament, the boys sectionals, so much going on. College action, but we've got our own hoops hysteria in here, Caleb.
We do indeed. So my almost 10-year-old, his birthday's tomorrow, Cooper is in here to shoot for Hope and Hoops, and he's been warming up. How do you feel so far, Coop? Get right up on that microphone.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. So you've been alternating, but it seems like banking has worked pretty well, banking it off the backboard, right? That's what Mom always teaches you, to use the backboard.
Yes.
So, and we've got Teddy, a little red-haired 2-year-old Teddy, who's playing a little bit and rebounding. And Nora's here as well, too. Nora, do you want to be on the radio with us? Here, I'll move this down here a little bit. Do you want to say hi, Nora?
Hi.
Probably your grandma and grandpa are listening. It's Grandpa Steve's birthday. Do you guys want to say happy birthday to Grandpa Steve?
Happy birthday, Grandpa. Hope you're having a great time.
So, Nora, how many shots do you think Cooper is going to make out of 5? He has 5 shots to take. How many do you think he'll make?
6.
Well, that is a high degree of confidence from little sister
maybe
here.
She's anticipating the bonus shot, you know?
There you go. So, again, folks can pledge 715-396-1670. Cooper, here's all the people who've pledged for you so far, and hopefully more will come in the next minute or two here. But Julie from Rice Lake, Alan from Elk Mound, your Grandma Vicky and Grandpa Steve from Dallas, Shelly from Chautauqua, your Auntie Rachel from Rice Lake, your Grandma Sarah and Grandpa Steve from the Rice Lake Cameron area, and also Christine from Eau Claire have all pledged for you this morning. What do you want to say to that?
Thank you.
It's time for Hope and Hoops. Any last-second pledges, they're certainly welcome. 715-396-1670 if you want to text it in. Cooper, who's almost 10, is just about to shoot for Hope and Hoops. We just got a pledge from Uncle Elijah from the Cameron area. Uncle Elijah, $11 per made shot. And yeah, that's Uncle Will's basketball number. So $11 per made shot from Uncle Elijah.
Well, Elijah's got more money than me, apparently. I'm doing $5 per made shot. So.
And thank you again to Mark as well. Also, Christine from Eau Claire, Grandma Sarah and Grandpa Steve from the Cameron Rice Lake area, Auntie Rachel from Rice Lake, Shelly from Chautauqua, Grandma Vicky and Grandpa Steve from Dallas, Alan from Elk Mound, Julie from Rice Lake have all pledged. And you can get in your last second pledge, 715-396-1670 per shot made, per shot missed, or a flat amount. Be put in the drawing for that $20 Chippewa Candy Shop gift card. And also everybody who pledges all throughout the day, put in the drawing for 6 tickets from Outlaw Farms, that petting farm out in Fall Creek. And I think Cooper's ready to go. Teddy, two-year-old little brother, is running around with one of the balls.
It's been interesting because Teddy's by the basket. He has attempted some shots. I wonder if, you know, next year maybe. Next year we'll have to see. But okay.
All right, you ready to go, Cooper? All right, 5 shots.
Dad on the play-by-play.
Right-handed shooter. First one on the way, just a little bit too strong. All right, dial it in. Got his red shirt today. Second one up and rims in. There
nice
you go.
Touch.
Got a
nice
kindly hometown
there.
Roll from the plastic there. All right. He's going to grab another one here. Shot number 3 on the way. Just a little bit too strong. Just a little bit too strong. 1 for 3. Got 2 more left. On the way again, nice. Off the backboard and in.
Great use of the backboard.
One more. This is shot number 5 from Cooper. On the way. And off the backboard and in. 3 out of 5. 60% for Cooper just before his 10th birthday. Well done. Good job dialing it in there. And we'll get him back on the mic. But first off, he's picking up all the basketball scattered around the studio here because he's helpful like that. Because he's more like his mama than me. So... Cooper, how do you feel? 3 out of 5.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. And, man, everybody just was wonderful pledging for you. And you like coming in to shoot on this little Tyke Soup, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. So let me just ask you, what are you most excited about for your birthday tomorrow?
Just getting to...
You got to go right up to the microphone here like Daddy. There you go.
Getting to, for the presents and also making my comb tomorrow. So, yeah.
Yeah, so presents, and you might get a special visit or two from family members, too. I think Grandma Vicky said she was going to come over, so you're looking forward to that. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to celebrating with you as well, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in. I don't get to see you at work, so it's great to see you. I'm so glad to have my family with. We don't have Lily with us, but we've got Cooper and Nora and Teddy and my wonderful wife, Lindsay. So thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah.
And do you want to thank everybody who pledged for you one more time?
Thank you.
All right, we'll do that drawing very shortly here.
Yeah. Really use the backboard. I think the backboard was very, that was a good lesson. And use the backboard.
And that's all his mama. Yeah. Again, in our driveway, too, when we're shooting around, she tells him, use the backboard, use the backboard. And, he used it with good effect here.
Worked out very well.